We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
You want your mama?
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, kind-hearted viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're World 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashwaban and Podbear 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CXSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on CX Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel SAT. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vesión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Punca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Vision Yamasa. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Vision. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Union S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Pengwu County, Channel 03 on Pengwu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, indigenous craftswomen in Mexico earn a living through practicing their traditional embroidery. In science news, American researchers develop an underwater computer to facilitate talking to dolphins. In veg news, many eager patrons are enjoying loving huts in Canada and the United States. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June 24th, is the feast day of the Jewish prophet Saint John the Baptist, known as the person who prepared the way for Lord Jesus. After living an ascetic life for some time in a desert, he came to the valley of the Jordan River. Calling for repentance, he announced the coming of the Messiah and baptized many in Jordan. During that time, Lord Jesus was recorded in the Holy Bible as being baptized by him, and Saint John recognizing Lord Jesus as the Son of God. May all be blessed, as was Saint John the Baptist, to be aware of the divine in our lives.
News. U.S. wildfires ravaged 12 states and claimed 2 firefighters. On Monday, June 20th, firefighters Josh Birch and Brett Fulton lost their lives while battling a wildfire that unexpectedly reignited in dry conditions in Florida, while two other firemen were injured trying to rescue their colleagues. As of Wednesday, June 22nd, more than 200,000 acres have been charred across the state since May, with an average of 31 new fires daily prompting the establishment of smoke shelters in cities like Jacksonville due to harmful fumes.
Florida is among 12 total states in the nation where more than 10,000 firefighters are valiantly working to contain 53 active fires that have consumed over 4.3 million acres since January 1, 2011, an amount three times higher than the past 10-year average. The affected states include Alaska, Arizona, California, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, New Mexico, and Texas. In Arizona and neighboring New Mexico, over 853,000 acres have been charred, with 11,000 residents evacuated as the state endures what is being called one of the worst wildfires in history. In hard-hit Texas, dozens of fires fueled by severe drought have scorched more than 145,000 acres and destroyed at least 63 homes, with thousands of residents who have also been forced to evacuate.
As when the fires in the worst-hit states of Texas and Arizona were first reported in early June, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to check with local officials to see if help is needed and to please also go, if possible, to comfort the fire affected. Upon hearing of the firefighters who perished, she also offered $1,000 each for the families of the late Mr. Birch and Mr. Fulton, asking that our association members also bring gifts, such as candles and flowers, when they visit to convey her sorrowful condolences and prayers for the departed.
Our appreciation, officials and brave firefighting personnel in all affected states, for your tireless endeavors to safeguard life, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her kind-hearted support. With prayers for the protection of all the firefighting crews, may such destructive events be curbed for the benefit of humans and animals alike, as we more kindly regard the ecosphere.
Incessant rains flood eastern India. Heavy monsoon rainfall has left almost 200,000 people homeless as of Wednesday, June 22nd, with an estimated 17,000 homes destroyed when waters swept through 10 districts in West Bengal state. Disaster Management Minister Javed Ahmed Khan reported that the Kangshabati River had breached embankments at several locations. However, he stated that relief and rescue teams had been dispatched, with tarpaulin sheets, water purification tablets, and dry food being rushed to the affected areas. Meanwhile, in Jharkhand state, although floodwaters have begun to recede, hundreds of homes were also flooded, with more than 50,000 hectares of paddy crops ruined for thousands of farmers who are asking for government help in replanting.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our association members please contact the regional governments to see if more help is required for the flood-stricken. Saying that funds for urgent needs are available, she also asked that they go, if possible, to aid the most affected.
We are thankful for the swift assistance provided by the officials and personnel of India, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern. With heaven's grace, may the flood-stricken residents be protected as we strive to alleviate such calamities through our more loving care of the environment.
Hurricane Beatrice inundates parts of Mexico, then moves out to sea. As Hurricane Beatrice struck off the coast of Mexico on Tuesday, June 21, 2011, heavy rains and strong winds caused some landslides, flooding and fallen trees. Three family members lost their lives as two tried to save the third from drowning, and the body of a teen who went missing on Tuesday was found perished Wednesday in waters where he had tried to cross a swiftly flowing river. Damage overall, however, was considered minimal, and the hurricane dissipated over the Pacific Ocean as it moved away from the coast without making landfall. Mexico's National Water Commission head, José Luis Luege Tamargo, noted that the rain itself was considered beneficial and was being welcomed in many areas as the end to a long drought.
As we send our sympathies for the lives lost to the storm, we join the Mexican people in thankfulness for the rain. Our prayers that such extreme conditions are minimized as we work to stabilize the climate through our more eco-friendly actions.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
The day I met met you first was the day of my birth. Pink and round, me oh so plump, I gaily frolicked with Mom. Lovingly you looked at me, praising, oh so round, what a cutie. Every day you came by to visit, bringing cool water and delicious veggie treats. Mommy and I were so touched, your kindness worth more than gold. I lived a peaceful life under your care and protection, growing more plump with each passing day. Just eat, rest, and play. So lovely was this early morn, as clouds were drifting across the horizon. Cuddling together, I and Mommy, unaware of the befalling tragedy. Two brawny young men, strong like tigers and elephants, squashed my tiny body flat into a cage of horror. There was no way to escape. Oh God, what purgatory was this? I wailed in fear and terror. Mom, oh Mom, please save me. Oh caretaker, please come protect me, quickly. Rescue my life, I'm still at a tender age. Mom was crying out in sorrow, tears of desperation filling her eyes. The immense heavens cannot contain this horrendous, heart-wrenching pain. My caretaker turned away, hands busy counting a stack of money. Haplessly, I rolled around in the car trunk, breaking heart more painful than bodily misery. The two young men bantered, "This piglet will be so tasty. Tomorrow we'll slaughter him to celebrate the birth of the wife's newborn baby." Oh, how ironic this life. My soul is shattered. Tears flow in my heart like blood running in rivulets. I thought you loved me, nurturing me to maturity. But all this was a sham. It's all just about profit and gain. Tomorrow my body will be cut to pieces, my flesh and bones turned to sheer torture, just so people can laugh in merriment at their happy feasts and gathering. To your children and others too, I wish them all long lives so the family can stay together, not endure the same fate as mine. I pray the whole family lives nobly, to be human in many lifetimes, and never be reborn as pigs, paying forever karmic debts. Alas, goodbye, life. I ache for my gentle, suffering mother. In tears, I'm overcome. Oh, Mommy! Mom! Mom!
Still save the planet.
Day 579.
Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As protesters persevere in their calls for basic human rights and improved living conditions, they continue to gather in solidarity in countries such as Bahrain, Canada, Kosovo, Kuwait, Libya, Palestine, Peru, Syria, US, and Yemen.
United States. President Barack Obama announced on Wednesday, June 22nd, plans to withdraw 10,000 US troops from Afghanistan by the end of 2011, and one-third, or 33,000, of the approximately 100,000 troops by the end of summer 2012.
Tonight, we take comfort in knowing that the tide of war is receding. Fewer of our sons and daughters are serving in harm's way.
In his address to the nation, he stated that the country could not afford to spend billions fighting foreign wars and instead needed to put the money to work helping people at home, while also emphasizing that the Afghan army was making progress in being able to assume responsibility for the nation's security.
The light of a secure peace can be seen in the distance. These long wars will come to a responsible end.
the UK, Germany, the UN, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and Afghan President Hamid Karzai all expressed support for President Obama's plan, with some U.S. legislators who are calling for even more troops to be withdrawn. Following the President's speech, British Prime Minister David Cameron and French President Nicolas Sarkozy announced similar accelerations of troop withdrawals, while British Foreign Secretary William Hague, in an unannounced visit to Afghanistan on Wednesday, admitted that his country is holding peace talks with the Taliban.
Canada. Hundreds of Canadians protested Wednesday in a rally organized by human rights group Kairos, calling for the government to honor its commitment as a signatory of the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples by implementing a sustainable clean water plan, increasing education, and receiving full consent before developing lands belonging to Indigenous peoples.
Kosovo. Thousands of people in Kosovo marched peacefully on Wednesday to protest corrupt politicians and misuse of public funds, with security forces permitting the protest to occur without incident.
Kuwait. Kuwaiti Prime Minister Sheikh Nasser Mohammed Al-Ahmad Al-Sabah survived a no-confidence vote on Thursday, with legislators affirming continued cooperation with the premier despite protesters' calls for his resignation. Meanwhile, in an interview with Reuters news agency, ruling family member Sheikh Fahad Salim Al-Ali Al-Sabah called for the country to learn from the protest movements across the region and to accelerate political reform.
Peru. Around 5,000 students at Peru's National University of Huancavelica, located in the nation's most disadvantaged province, clashed with police on Tuesday as part of ongoing demonstrations since June 14th to protest the construction of a new university that they say would drain the existing resources of their school. Three people died, including one police officer, while another 32 were injured. A local official announced the matter was being referred to the Peruvian cabinet to ensure a harmonious solution.
Palestine. The Palestinian News Network reported that Israeli soldiers and private security guards in the West Bank territory attacked a group of peaceful Palestinian villagers from Deir Cadiz, who were demonstrating along with Israeli and international supporters to protest the expansion of the Israeli Nili settlement into 125 acres of Palestinian farmers' land.
Syria. On Wednesday, the European Union reached an agreement to extend sanctions against seven more individuals involved in the repression of Syrian protesters, bringing the total to 23 people and entities under an asset freeze and travel ban, including Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Meanwhile, the Turkish Red Crescent stated on Thursday that an additional 600 Syrian refugees joined the estimated 11,000 already in Turkey as they fled raids from the Syrian army in their home villages of Magna and Kirbat al-Joz near the border. Despite pledges reiterated this week by the Syrian government toward a national dialogue process to bring peace and enact government reforms, activists reported that security forces attacked protesters on Tuesday, resulting in at least seven deaths in Homs, Hama, and Deir al-Zor.
Also on Tuesday, after some students had refused to participate in pro-government rallies at Damascus University, witnesses and activists reported that security forces killed three students while detaining dozens more as they raided dormitories on campus.
Bahrain. U.S. State Department spokesperson Mark Toner expressed concern over the Bahraini military court's sentencing of peaceful minority party leaders to severe sentences, including life imprisonment.
Libya. Human Rights Watch reported that Libyan forces have placed landmines in at least six different regions, the most recent being more than 150 of a difficult-to-detect type in the Nafusa Mountains, south of Tripoli, which now pose a threat to citizens' lives. On Wednesday, Italian Foreign Minister Franco Frattini called for a suspension of the conflict in Libya to allow humanitarian aid to reach victims in need. He also emphasized that the risk of killing citizens was unacceptable, referring to the recent civilian casualties committed accidentally by the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO forces, whose mission has been to protect citizens from Libyan government forces.
On Thursday, British Defence Secretary Liam Fox stated that the UK has lost £260 million so far in the nation's participation in NATO operations in Libya, costs much higher than originally estimated.
With shared sorrow for those who have perished, the injured as well as those who suffer, we continue to pray for all strife to subside and for people in nations the world over to choose to live in sovereign freedom, dignity and peace.
do we want to pay?
How many more lives disrupted, maimed, or dead? How much more loss and suffering do we want to see?
How much do we want peace?
How do we stop war? It only stops when all of us contribute to peace in our action, speech, and thought. And of course, we have to also advise our government that peace is the only thing we want. And we do not want war at all. Because deep down in our heart, everyone just loves peace so that they can go around in their business and the actors can have peace of mind and time to entertain people. And the husband will be staying home to love his wife, and the father would be there for the children. I don't know why we ever even think of war at all. Because from all we know, since time immemorial, war has not brought much happiness or any good things to humankind. So we should have learned from the history, and we should never start the war in any case.
Đời. Chúa đã lên ngôi. Hôm mai chỉ còn có con người ngậm ngùi lất dìu nhau trong cơn tăm tối. Này anh, này em ơi, chớ bỏ quên đời, chớ bỏ muôn loài, mà đi tìm cuộc vui nơi niết bàn xa xôi. Hãy cùng ta ở lại, hãy cùng ta ở lại, lặn lội kiếm tìm một chút tình thương, một chút tình thương mà ban phát cho muôn loài trong mười phương. Đi tìm hoài sao xa lắc tương lai, đi tìm hoài sao chưa thấy ai, Bồ Tát nơi đâu, Phật ở phương nào, từ bí bể rộng trời cao, hãy rưới xuống như mưa nguồn, cõi đời khô cằn hư hao, cho tan hết oan khiêng, đổ nát ngục tù, bụi trần bao trùm tâm linh. Đã từ lâu, mắt đã mờ, trí huệ u mê, thiên cung đã quên mất nẻo về, sáu cõi dãy đầy yếu chướng, quằn quại thân gông cùm trong xích xiềng ma vương. Ai nào xót thương, ai người xót thương, Chúa Phật đã soi đường, nhưng đường còn đầy cạm bẫy. Ai quyền lực phi thường, cứu sinh linh thoát vòng oán trái. Này anh, này em ơi, hãy cùng tôi góp lời thiết tha nguyện cầu cho muôn loài an vui kiếp kiếp đời đời. Xin hy sinh cầu cho muôn loài thối đắm chìm u minh.
Here now.
Hello, I'm Crookie, a joyful vegan frog with a tip on saving energy. Playing games on the computer or on electronic consoles requires the use of a lot of power. To be greener, you may consider minimizing your time on this activity. Also, be sure to unplug the device or turn your power strip off when not using it. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around the globe.
In cultural news, indigenous craftswomen in Mexico earn a living through practicing their embroidery. 820 artisans take part in Maka, meaning holy, in the Otomi and Ñañu languages. It is a non-profit project initiated by the government System for Comprehensive Family Development in Querétaro State. The participating women can work from home, achieving financial independence and the ability to take care of their families. They create beautiful embroidery designs with traditional motifs which adorn dresses, skirts and blouses. Some of these have been featured in popular fashion shows. Congratulations, talented craftswomen, on your exquisite work. May the time-honored arts and wisdom of indigenous people continue to grace our world for eons to come.
In science news, American researchers try to discover a way to talk to dolphins. Dr. Denise Herzing, research director of the Wild Dolphin Project, and colleagues are working on developing an underwater computer that has the ability to discern dolphin language. It will respond with one of 8 recorded sounds of the well-wishing mammals and wait to see if the dolphins repeat them. All of the dolphin calls will be catalogued. It is envisioned this could be the basis for creating a language to communicate with the intelligent animals. Our sincere thankfulness, Dr. Denise Herzing and team, for your innovative efforts. May our gentle dolphin co-inhabitants be protected to flourish in happiness and continue to lovingly bless our world. Up next on Noteworthy News, loving huts in Canada and the United States bring a variety of Eastern and Western cuisine to delighted patrons. We'll go to be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. Stay tuned for more four-sided news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, informed news for a knowledgeable world. In veg news, many eager guests are enjoying loving huts in Canada and the United States. The two locations of the Loving Huts in Toronto, Canada are in Midtown in Eglinton Avenue and in a vibrant commercial area on Spalding Avenue. Both serve a delicious and healthy menu of Asian and Western cuisine, including Thai curry, wonton soup, tofu club sandwich with French fries, delectable desserts, organic juices and smoothies.
We love it here. And go green,
save the planet. We like the ambiance. but we love the food and we also like the staff.
Encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai, the global family of loving huts offer wholesome, tasty, and economically priced plant-based fare for all those opting for the cruelty-free diet. In Reynoldsburg, Ohio, USA, the loving hut serves a variety of international dishes, as well as scrumptious, organic, 100% raw French fries made with avocado, raw organic stuffed bell peppers, and organic vegan ice cream.
Hi, I'm Mayor Brad McLeod of the city of Reynoldsburg. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
We are loving the Loving Hut. The food is absolutely delicious. Loving Hut is an absolutely humane way to eat and a loving way for the planet and animals. It is a wonderful restaurant, and I would highly, highly recommend it to anybody. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green. To save the planet! Yay! Be veg, go green! To save the planet! Yay! Be veg, go green! To save the planet! Yay!
Congratulations, Toronto and Reynoldsburg. A special appreciation for Supreme Master Ching Hai's dedication to a compassionate Earth. May peace and joy radiate from our planet as more and more adopt a kind vegan lifestyle.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Ndebele, a language spoken in South Africa. It is entitled 0 Points.
Wabuza ubaba esikolweni liqalile ukubhala kungani uthole iqanda kumxomelo yaphendula indodana utishala wathi zonke izinto ziqala ngeqanda.
And now for our viewers hotline.
Hi, I've known Supreme Master TV since 3 years ago. I had a dream about learning the Kuan Yin method of meditation and getting initiation from the master. I want to ask you if there is any kind of organization near Turkey or in Europe to teach this method. And also, could you please tell me how can I get initiation? Thanks. Saber from Turkey.
Truth-seeking Saber, thank you for your sincere note. Please access www.godsdirectcontact.org to find our association center closest to you, where you can receive information about initiation into meditation under inner celestial light and sound. Blessed be you and all the pure-hearted people of Turkey.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May you and your loved ones be endowed with divine grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
President José Eduardo dos Santos of Angola received Namibian President Hifikepunye Lucas Pohamba at the Presidential Palace, where the two leaders engage in friendly discussion on ways to enhance cooperation between the two nations.
The Times of India reports that railway employees Raj Kumar and Ram Chandra successfully avert a train collision in Delhi by rushing in opposite directions on the track and frantically waving flags that alert both conductors, with the two trains coming to a halt just 200 meters from each other. For their brave and timely actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Raj Kumar and Ram Chandra with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 each as a token of gratitude for the lives saved.
Using special water, soil, and light techniques, Italian and American astronauts successfully grow plants in space for the first time, which scientists see as a first step in being able to provide food and oxygen for future long-term space travel missions.
The Center for Media Studies of Iran's Ministry of Culture and Islamic Guidance launches its first digital library, established to share thousands of Persian and foreign language books and articles with other academic institutions.
A new Facebook application called Pet Pardons connects people online so that animals that would otherwise be euthanized in crowded shelters can instead be placed in caring foster homes while they await permanent adoption.
former presidents Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva of Brazil and John Kofi Adjeyem Kofor of Ghana are recognized with the World Food Prize for their successful work in reducing by half the percentage of people in their countries suffering from malnutrition, while increasing prosperity and access to food. For their caring endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring His Excellency John Kofi Adjeyem Kofor with the Shining World Leadership Award and offering a special thanks to His Excellency Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been previously honored with the Shining World Leadership Award for his noble work.
Relief Web reports that the European Commission has donated 200,000 euros to relief organization Care France to assist in recovery and rebuilding from February 2011 flooding for 40,000 people in Madagascar.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.